Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Let's go to public address announcer Gary Mitchell for the starting lineups.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the starting players for the Quincy Blue Devils. 6'5", senior forward, number 5, D'Angelo Dean. 6', junior guard, number 12, Cole Abbey. 5'11", junior guard, number 13, Mason Fairley. 6'3", junior guard, number 15, Martin Cavetley. And a 6'2", senior forward, number 31, Mike Davis. The assistant coaches are Mr. Andy Wagner, Mr. Aaron Hill, Mr. Tom Lepper, and Mr. Doug Bruner. And the head coach of the Blue Devils, Mr. Sean Taylor. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6' junior guard, number 10, Thompson, Kendall Thompson. 6'1", senior guard, number 12, Ross, Lamont Ross. 6'2", senior guard, number 20, Johnson, Chad Johnson. 6'4", senior guard, number 23, Butler, Aslan Butler. And number 32, 6'3", sophomore, freshman, number 32, Grant Gibson. Assistant coaches, Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Mr. Eric Smith, and Mr. Rob Williams. The head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Managers are Ms. Hannah Hawkins and Ms. Chelsea Wiegand. And the referees for this contest, Mr. Al Corwin, Mr. Dave Mueller, and Mr. Chuck Frail.
Public address announcer Gary Mitchell with tonight's starting lineups. And we like what we see from Grant Gibson. We don't want to run him out of here a year early. He is just a freshman.
Yes, we would like to see him get his full quota of seasons because we will need everything that he has in this program. And it's cool to see him get his first varsity start tonight. He earned it after his performance last Saturday.
As a freshman, and that is hard to come by at the high school level and certainly here at Galesburg High School with all the great tradition of the Silver Streaks over the years. The Quincy Blue Devils win the tip. Not nearly as big of a crowd here tonight as what we had with the conference opener last Friday night with the Moline Maroons in town. And the Blue Devils turn it over on their first possession. A whip pass from the left side down low and right into the midsection of Aslan Butler. Kendall Thompson playing the point tonight. Streaks had some real ball handling problems last week against both the Maroons and Metamora. So they go with some guys who are better ball handlers to start the game. Gibson misses a turnaround jumper, and Aslan Butler with the pullback, with the rebound putback, just forced it up and got it over the front of the rim. And the Streaks take the early 2-0 lead.
Unusual night. We got started at 7:29, a minute early this evening.
And another turnover by the Blue Devils, and it's Butler again who comes out with it, handling the dribble. And then a foul on Quincy's D'Angelo Dean in the backcourt, and that far away from the basket. That's good news for the Silver Streaks to see Dean pick up a quickie so early in the game, and a cheap one as well, not even a minute in.
Yeah, I'm not sure Sean Taylor wanted to have two turnovers and a foul on Dean in the first 50 seconds, but that's what he got.
Chad Johnson on the outside. Gibson at the top of the circle. Briefly had an open look. Passes it away to Kendall Thompson. Now top of the circle to Lamont Ross. With Thompson playing the point to start the game, gives Ross a little more freedom to move around and shoot the ball. He'll put up the three here. That's off the front of there. In fact, it doesn't even touch the rim. Cole Abbey, right in front of the basket, comes down with the rebound. Quickly to the other way. Takes it all the way. And there's Aslan with a rebound after the miss. Already two rebounds in the game. Quick three by Chad Johnson off the back of the rim. And the long rebound out to Abbey coming out with it. And he gets fouled from the backside. Grant Gibson picks up his first.
Well, so far, long-range shooting is harkening back to what we saw last week. And just not much there. A couple of nice looks for the Silver Streaks. That one by Chad Johnson, but off the mark. Chad had a big game at the Thanksgiving tournament, but his shot has left him for the most part the last week or so.
Lamont had a pretty good open look at it, too.
Yeah.
Quick pass down low. Good look to D'Angelo Dean cutting down the right side of the lane, and he draws a foul against the Silver Streaks. And that's going to be a shooting foul, putting Dean at the line. And they pick up a quick one on Aslan Butler. So bad news for both teams, with Butler and Gibson picking up quick personal fouls a minute and a half into the game for the Streaks. And the only Quincy foul on D'Angelo Dean. First free throw, a little awkward shooting from the free throw line, but he makes it work. Quincy's on the board, down 2-1, 6:23 to go first quarter.
You know, when they started talking about basketball players and using the term long, Dean fits that perfectly.
Sure does.
He's long legs, long arms, and very, very lean. I mean, he's thin, but he's muscular. He's got quite a build and heck of an athlete.
Three-quarter court press, and Lamont Ross picks up his dribble in the backcourt and picks up his pivot foot as well.
Yes,
so the Streaks turn it over for the first time.
That's unforced error there, as they say. You can't have those.
1-for-4 shooting, a turnover, and two team fouls on Galesburg, not even 2 minutes into the game. Two turnovers and a personal foul on D'Angelo Dean for Quincy. So it hasn't been the crispest start for either team here in the early going. Mason Fairley juggles the ball at the top of the circle and then traveled with it. So three turnovers now on the Blue Devils. Turnovers such a problem for the Silver Streaks against the Maroons and the Redbirds of Metamora last weekend. Kind of a surprise to see Quincy come out and have some ball handling issues early in the game. But again, we are very early into the game. We just passed the 6 minute mark of this first quarter. Tied at 2. Johnson, quick look down low to Gibson. Little too late getting the shot up. Rebound put back after the block, knocked out to Thompson. Ball on the floor to Gibson, over to Chad Johnson for 3. No. Rebound. Lamont saves it under the basket into the hands of Cole Abbey, driving the other direction. Fake 3 on the right side. Now Quincy keeps it on the perimeter. Left side shot by Fairley. Good. And Quincy has the lead, 5-2.
Yep. That always comes down to shooting. We had another couple of opportunities. Couldn't get it in. Our offense has got us some good looks, but not knocking the shot down.
On the outside, Ross. Now to Kendall Thompson. Streaks playing some perimeter ball right now, keeping it on the outside. Right side over to Aslan Butler. Now top of the circle to Johnson. Hesitation drive, gets it off to Kendall Thompson. Now backs away from the arc, works his way right in front of the Quincy bench, fakes the pass, drives, dishes off the glass, rebound put back, Gibson, no, but a foul call on Quincy.
Heck of a move by Kendall Thompson. He
sure
faked
was.
Everybody out and was able to get that drive to the basket. Just wouldn't go down, but Gibson doing what he does so well, persistently bang the boards and get the loose balls you wouldn't think he'd get to, and gets himself to the line.
It's three offensive rebounds for the Streaks already, isn't it?
Two of them for Gibson, I think.
First free throw by Gibson is a good one. Streaks down 5-3 in the early going. Gibson to the line, struggled a bit, shooting an even 50%, and he holds to that, missing the second. Making the first, missing the second. Quick three at the other end, off the back of the rim by Martin Kvitli. Quincy now with an offensive rebound. Fairley gets it over, a drive in the lane. That won't go down for Abbey. Streaks with a rebound. Here comes Kendall Thompson out with it. Stops at the top of the circle. Shoots the three. In and out. And a foul
Aslan
on the rebound, and that's number 2 on Aslan Butler.
Can't have that one.
D'Angelo Dean showing good athleticism from the baseline, jumping in there, getting position for the rebound. He jumped right in front of Aslan, who went up over the top of him trying to get the board, and there goes Butler to the bench with 2 fouls. 4:38 to go in the first quarter.
And I told Matt Shuckman over here from the Quincy press, I said Butler should be able to stay with Dean for a while, but he tends to get in foul trouble, and here we go with 2 already.
There's a drive. Nice look by Lamont Ross defensively as Kvitli moved to the right side down to the baseline, tried to pass it through the lane, and Lamont was right there to knock it out of bounds. Quincy on the inbound now. Fairley gets it into Mike Davis on the left side. Now to the free throw line. Backdoor cut beautifully to Davis. Lays it up and in. 7-3. Quincy by 4. Three-quarter court press is on now, approaching the midpoint of the first quarter. Thompson and Ross in the backcourt. Streaks send 4 into the front court. Thompson across the timeline. Gibson for 3 off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down by Austin Garnett. Tries to save it off Mason Fairley. And the Streaks are going to get it. So Austin does a good job getting over there. Good hustle. Sprinting to the sideline and saving it for the Silver Streaks after the three-point miss. Garnett in for Aslan Butler is on the bench with 2 fouls here in the first quarter. 4 minutes to go in the first period. 7-3 Quincy. Ross dribbles it all the way out toward half court, guarded by Fairley. Lamont all the way to the left, top of the circle to Gibson. Grant's been very active in this game as his first start on the varsity level as a freshman. Thompson in a double team, dishes over to Lamont. Fakes a 3, shoots free throw line, off the back of the rim. Rebound Mike Davis. Quick up court, Quincy. Leads Dean too much. He has to save it under the backboard and then throws it through Kvitli's hands out of bounds to Galesburg.
Well, before he threw it through Kvitli's hands, Dean, that I'm not sure anybody else in the conference saves that ball. That was because he was tall and long and able to save that thing from going out of bounds, but then whipped it into the Streaks bench. And so 4 turnovers now on Quincy in the first period.
Under 3.5 minutes to play, and a travel in the backcourt. Second time the Streaks have lost concentration, picking the ball up and passing it away. Last time it was Ross. This time it's Kendall Thompson. And they give it right back to Quincy at half court.
Well, really where we're at right now, halfway through the quarter, we're down 4 just because we don't shoot very well. We've really, I thought, run our offense pretty well at times. We've had some good-looking shots. We're a little quick to shoot the 3, I think. But other than that, we just got to make shots.
I've got us 1-for-8 from the field. Is that right? Kvitli knocks down a 3 at the other end. And now Quincy's on top 10-3. Break the press. Lamont runs into a double team, picks up his dribble, gets it away to Gibson. Austin Garnett baseline, missed everything, and a foul under the basket going against Cole Abbey as he and Chad Johnson were fighting for position, trying to go for the rebound, and Abbey comes down with his first foul.
And I've got us 1-for-10 now. And a couple of air balls in there, too.
Yeah.
And a couple of bricks.
From the side,
yeah.
No less. And airballing in front of the rims. So they got the distance, but the alignment is way off.
The only field goal we've had is that one that dribbled off the front of the rim and fell in for Butler.
And now a foul on the inbound. That's going to go against the Silver Streaks as Austin Garnett trying to set his position on the inbound. Gets called for a hold. That's the number 1 in the game on Austin Garnett. 4 team fouls on the Silver Streaks and 3 turnovers now on Galesburg.
Yeah, if you're listening and you've been listening in the past, you might think that Kvitli name is familiar. This is Martin, the brother to Jason Kvitli,
yep.
Who was, as Sean Taylor said, probably the best shooter he's had since he's been at Quincy, which is a pretty good compliment.
There's a drive from all the way from the outside. Abbey right down the lane. Nobody stepped over to take a charge. And you know why? Ooh. Because Chad Johnson was on the bench. He is the one guy who consistently will step up for the Silver Streaks and try to take that charge. Now a floater by Lamont Ross misses, and the Streak can't handle it on the rebound. 3 guys there, and nobody could come up with it for Galesburg. And now Quincy trying to build on the lead. On top, 12-3, 2:31 to go, first quarter, timeout on the floor. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, clear skies and a low around 11. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 29. Tomorrow night, look for clear skies with an overnight low of 20. In for your Sunday, sunny skies and a high reaching 39. Sunday night, clear skies, an overnight low of 26. In for your Monday, sunny skies and a high of 40. It's currently 14 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Drew Nall misses a three coming out of the timeout, and Quincy comes down with a rebound. Here come the Blue Devils leading 12-3 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Between the circles, Cole Abbey dribbles right. Now over to Mason Fairley. Into the ballgame, Jason Salrin, a 6'6 junior for Quincy. A lot of these guys, long and lean, as you mentioned earlier, Jim. They got another one off the bench. Dean's one of them. He kicks it out to Fairley for three. It circles around the rim and pops out.
Caught a break there.
Grant Gibson with a rebound. Galesburg down nine, desperately in need of a basket with under a minute to go in the first quarter.
No, Drew Nall in there just trying to find somebody that can shoot it.
Kendall Thompson hooks his defender, gets the elbow out there. That gives him an opportunity to get the shot up from the low blocks. It rolled out, and then the Streaks get it back when the ball gets knocked out of bounds on the rebound. You see that little elbow he got in there? He just kind of elbowed his man right out of the way. He could have been called for an offensive foul there.
No, I didn't see that.
Streaks will be glad to have the no call. Already four team fouls on Galesburg, and two of them with Aslan Butler, who's been on the bench with 4:38 to go in the first quarter. Down low, Grant Gibson with a bucket from the low blocks and a foul.
Well, you know, Gibson had had a couple other opportunities in this first quarter that, you know, he's good at using the glass, but he just didn't quite get him down. That time he did, he was very determined. And, again, I know we've said it a lot early in this season, but you sure never know he was a freshman with the way he establishes himself and is fearless in there. Now, what's going on?
So they called the foul on Garnett. So it's not going to end up being a three-point play. Now Austin's got his hand out saying, wait a minute, he called that on me?
Huh.
Five team fouls on Galesburg. So it negates. Well, the basket does count. Galesburg down 12-5. Down low, and now Quincy throws it away for the sixth time in the game. Garnett picks up the loose ball, and he stays on the floor playing with two fouls. Streaks big men have five of the six fouls. Here's Lamont Ross for three off the front of the rim. Nice out job by Drew Nall coming in from the weak side. Couldn't handle the rebound and a tie-up between Garnett and Barnell Thomas, a 6'4 sophomore for Quincy. And the Silver Streaks will keep it on the alternating possession after the tie-up.
Streaks have had six offensive rebounds, forced six Quincy turnovers. It's a good thing that has all transpired. Otherwise, we'd be down by a lot more than seven.
Now, those are numbers that absolutely should be in Galesburg's favor. But instead, the one that really matters is against them. 12-5 Quincy, 10 seconds to go first quarter. Down low, Grant Gibson, cut off, kicks it out to Lamont. Down to 5 seconds to go. Down to three to Drew Nall. Bounce pass into Ryan Carl, who's just checked into the game, and he cannot get the shot off. That's the end of one. 12-5 Quincy over Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Holiday savings are in full swing at Farm King. Save $10 on a projection alarm clock that gives you the atomic time and date. A great gift, $24.99. Take 30% off all gloves, mittens, and scarves for kids in stock. And everyone can save $10 on in-stock Lee jeans for guys, gals, and kids at Farm King. There's a Skechers athletic and casual shoe for someone on your list at 25% off. And it's here, the 2011 Budweiser Collectible Holiday Stein, $17.99. Savings are in full swing at Farm King.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Gone at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nicole Olin, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks trail the Quincy Blue Devils 12-5 after one quarter. Blue Devils have the ball to begin the second period. Left side down low. Bullet pass into Dean, who misses a shot inside the free throw line. And the ball knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Will be last touched by Quincy. Send it back Silver Streaks direction. Aslan Butler back into the game for Galesburg. Sat the final 4.5 minutes of the first quarter with two personal fouls. Coach Mike Reynolds recognizing he's got to get him back in there for the Streaks, who put up only 5 points in the first quarter and trailed by 7. Bad pass. Dean nearly steals it away, but he fell down across half court, and Galesburg gets it back. Lucky break for the Streaks there. Left side, Chad Johnson. Back into the game as well. Top of the circle, Butler. Right side over to Kendall Thompson. Ryan Carl stayed in the game. Here's Lamont just inside the top of the circle. Turnaround jumper knocks it down from 18 feet away.
Refreshing. After a 2-for-15 first quarter for the Silver Streaks, the first field goal attempted here is a swish by Lamont Ross.
Galesburg down 5, 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Right side, Kvitli swings it back out to the midcourt circle to Cole Abbey, the junior. Now right back to Kvitli for 3. A little bit long. Rebound on the weak side, knocked out of bounds, sends it back Galesburg's direction.
Haven't allowed Quincy many second opportunities. They had only 2 offensive rebounds. And the 6'5", highly touted D'Angelo Dean, he's been very athletic, but he's not been real polished in the scoring department so far. Let's hope it stays that way.
Ryan Carl picks up his dribble out high, and he just got called for the double dribble. I thought he was going to get away with it, but a little bit of a delayed whistle, but they did call him for it. 4 turnovers on this, right? 4 for the Silver Streaks?
Yep.
And those 6 for Quincy in the first quarter.
Didn't compare our rebounds. I had them even at 9 apiece.
I had 10-8 Galesburg, actually. Okay. I probably gave somebody I shouldn't have. There's a backdoor alley-oop attempt, but it's right through the hands of Dean. Kendall Thompson with a crossover dribble gets it across midcourt. Johnson for 3 from the left corner. No, Ryan Carl can't handle the rebound. Here comes Cole Abbey out with it. He has 4 rebounds. Takes it all the way down the lane, and a floater draws nothing. And Aslan Butler is there for the rebound after the air ball. Into the front court. Silver Streaks back on offense. Right side, Chad Johnson. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Ryan Carl for 3.
Whoa.
Got it!
Whoa! On a night like this, you'll take whatever you can get if it takes your 6'5", 6'6" center out there shooting threes. So be it.
He caught that at the top of the circle, took 1 step to the right, squared up, and just drained it. Now a 3 at the other end. Abby's way off the mark, and there's Davis chasing it down, and Lamont avoids the bounce from the outside as Davis tried to knock it off him. Here's Kendall for 3 off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Mason Fairley for Quincy. That would have put the Streaks on top. Under 5.5 to go first half. Left side, another 3 by Abbey. That one is short. Aslan Butler with a rebound.
These teams are not shy to let it fly from three-point land, but they're not getting any results.
Kendall Thompson, right side, Lamont Ross on the elbow. Down low to Ryan Carl. Pump fakes right, goes left, gets blocked. Rebound on the floor, saved by Quincy, and the Blue Devils come up with it. Into the front court, Fairley. Now picks up his dribble on the outside, gets it into Davis. Skip pass right side over to Kvitli. Right back to Fairley. He'll swing it left side to Abbey. Down low, through the hands of Dean. Skips it back out. Fake by Fairley, and he'll bring it back out. Deflected pass, chased down, and Abbey just reached out, poked it high up into the air, and that allowed Quincy to hang on to it. Left side, Abbey. He'll try another 3, and got it. Streaks are giving him room to shoot. The first 2 threes he shot were pretty well off the mark, but he swished that one, and Quincy's back on top by 5.
First field goal, second quarter for Quincy. They were 0-5 before that, and they're letting the Streaks hang around. Hopefully, Galesburg can get it cranked up on offense and take advantage.
Here's Lamont for 3. Turnaround won't go, and the rebound by Cole Abbey. He has 6 rebounds already coming out of the guard spot for the Blue Devils. Bullet pass down to Quincy, or to Davis, rather, and he gets fouled on the shot on the low blocks. That's going to be, I believe, on Ryan Carl. And will be number 1 on Streaks Jr.
You know, we talk a lot about D'Angelo Dean, but this Mike Davis, another senior, he's at 6'2", reminds me a lot of Jamari Atwater of Moline. He's probably the best leaper on this Quincy team and likes to play up there above the rim. He's not as good a shooter as Atwater, as he misses the free throw, but his athleticism is pretty similar.
It was Davis on the free throw with a miss. Ryan Carl sits down. Lamont Ross gets a breather. Drew Nall, Kendall Thompson back into the game for Galesburg. Grant Gibson, Chad Johnson, and Aslan Butler. Aslan's played the first 4 minutes of the second quarter without picking up his third foul. Second free throw by Davis is good. Quincy back on top by six. 16-10. They've led by as many as nine here in this first half. 4:05 to go second quarter. A little bit of a three-quarter court press again by the Silver Streaks. Grant Gibson sticks out that hip. Clears out Zach Burry a little bit, trying to get free. Now the Streaks break the press. Good dish by Thompson, and a big rejection as Johnson goes up for the shot, and Dean rejects it out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back.
Well, you know, Mike Reynolds told you in the pregame, we need to start making the other teams pay for the pressure, and I've noticed when we've had a chance, we've gone right at the basket. We've not been able to cash in on it, but I know they've been working on that in practice.
Here's Johnson on the catch and shoot. No. Follows up his own rebound, has it taken out of his hands by Kvitli, and then a tie-up called. Streaks will have it on the alternating possession.
Well, good hustle by Johnson to at least stay with it. Not a good shot from Chad. He wasn't set, and he's a guy that really needs to be set to let that shot go.
Streaks down six, 3:49 to go first half. On the inbound, Nall with a catch and shoot off the back of the rim. And the rebound on the weak side to Dean for Quincy. Here come the Blue Devils on the run. And a steal away by Nall. Just took it right out of the hands of Abby, leading a one-on-three break. And then Drew has the ball knocked out of his hands, and it skips off his knee out of bounds. The Streaks give it right back. Now Drew just took it into traffic. He doesn't have the size or the quickness to do anything with it once he gets in there. And he was in trouble, needed to pull that one back out.
Well, we had what was described as an ugly game with Metamora on Saturday night, and this one is not quite there, but it's pretty close. We're getting up and down the court a little faster maybe than that one, but shooting is awful.
Quick inlet pass, and the Streaks knock it away, chased down but half court, and the official pointed into the stands which direction that's supposed to go, but it's staying with Quincy.
So you're 2 of 8 this quarter, so 4 of 23 for the game.
Thanks. On the right side, this is Kvitli with it. Skips it left side over to the three for Zach Burry off the rim. Good block out on the rebound by Salarin. Then his foot back won't go, and then he comes over the back of Grant Gibson for the foul on the rebound.
Well, we continue to dodge some bullets, down just six, even
sure
though
do.
We're shooting so poorly. And we're giving the Quincy guards some clean looks out there on the wing. And except for a couple of occasions, they have not been able to take advantage of it. Our interior defense has been pretty good. I suppose that's why we're packing in a little bit and trying to force their guards to beat us from three-point land.
You mentioned our shooting. I've got Quincy only 1 of 8 this quarter.
Mm-hmm. After Kendall, 4 of 8 first quarter.
Between two men, now over to Chad Johnson for three. Off the front of the rim. Aslan with a rebound, then just taken right out of his hands by Mason Fairley.
Rebound to turnover?
I actually just gave Fairley a rebound. Although Aslan clearly did not protect the ball. Quick three on the other end. Won't go down. Fairley with a miss. Kendall Thompson with a rebound. Streaks into the front court. Chad Johnson down low to Gibson. Trying to post up. Draws a double team. Kicks it back out to Thompson. Kendall now starts the dribble. Works his way right. Backs up. 2:15 to go first half. Streaks down 16-10. Thompson all the way in from the right side from the low blocks. Knocks it up and in. 16-12. Galesburg down only four. Got to be happy with that right now. On the left side, quick jumper in the lane, way off the mark. Rebound batted around. Dean with a putback. And from the right side, he just forced it up and got it to fall through. 18-12 Quincy. Into the lane and a foul from the backside. Salarin with a push on the inlet pass to Grant Gibson. That's 5 team fouls now on the Blue Devils.
Now on the other end, Salarin missed what was the easier shot of the two.
Yeah.
The rebound that Dean got, he put it up off the glass so hard, that ball doesn't usually go in if you throw it off the glass with that speed, but somehow he got it to roll in.
1:51 to go first half. Galesburg down 6, 18-12. Thompson to pull the trigger on the inbound. Looking, gets it out to the free throw line. Good job by Lamont Ross to snatch it away before Kvitli could get a hand on it and poke it loose. Butler has it now, right side over to Drew Nall. Now over to Lamont. Free throw line extended. Skips it over left side to Kendall Thompson outside the arc. Down low to Grant Gibson. Fakes the pass. Forces the shot up. Missed it. Salrin with a rebound for Quincy. Both teams shooting poorly here in the first half. Quincy's cut down on the turnovers in the second quarter, but still has eight for the game. Skip pass right side. Quick three by Abby. That one's off the mark. Drew Nall doesn't protect the rebound. Abby takes it away. Then he misses the runner under the basket. And there's D'Angelo Dean with a putback. Three tries for the Quincy Blue Devils. And the Streaks had a good opportunity there as Abby forced up a shot.
Yeah, they got the shot taken they wanted, but like you said, Nall had a shot at the rebound but didn't protect.
Down low to Gibson, who's blocked by Dean. Another rejection. And Quincy with the rebound. Up court, leading by eight. A drive by Abby with a runner one hand. No, and the rebound on the weak side to Kendall Thompson. Quickly into the front court, down the lane, Kendall Thompson, and a foul as Dean comes down on the top of Thompson, out of bounds. Dean barks about it. The official keeps his eye on him for a long time. That'll be the second foul of the game on D'Angelo Dean.
These teams are getting up and down the court. Not getting many results from it,
I guess. Yeah.
Up and down we go.
Six team fouls on Quincy now. Thompson in the process of shooting the ball. Will get a couple of free throws here. Kendall on the season, 13 of 17 for 76.5%. Down to 42.5 seconds to go in the first half. Kendall misses the first free throw. Streaks are 1 for 3 from the line tonight.
Yeah, that's about the average that the girls had last night in their loss up at Rock Island. Played hard, but only, what, 7 of 22 from the free throw line?
Aslan Butler sits down, so he does not pick up his third foul just before halftime. We're down to 42.5 seconds to go. Kendall makes the second free throw. Galesburg down 20-13. With 35 seconds to go, and the Blue Devils will hold for the last shot. Abby on the outside, and the Streaks are not extending the defense to force him to do anything with it. So they'll be content to let Quincy run some clock here, maybe hold for the last shot, unless the Streaks can force a turnover. Down to 20 seconds to go. Quick moving night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. The sophomore game went quickly. Galesburg lost 59-48. And it's been a fast moving first half in the varsity game. Down to 10 seconds. Now Quincy sets things in motion with 7 to go. Abby steps to the top of the arc, and the Streaks never got a look on the left side to Gavitli, who missed the wide-open three. Grant Gibson gets the rebound. Fortunate for the Silver Streaks that Gavitli didn't knock down that shot, because nobody saw him, and he was wide open. Quincy leads by 7 at the break, coming up on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. First half team stats, individual scoring, and a word to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when Galesburg re-emerges from the locker room. It's Quincy 20, Galesburg 13. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is one envelope you'll want to open. It's a Christmas card from WGIL, and inside is a $100 gift card from one of our participating merchants. If you'd like to receive a WGIL Christmas gift card, sign up today at one of our participating businesses.
Sign up at Calico Cat on Seminary Street, at Merle Norman on East Main, or at Thrushwood Farms on West Main, all in Galesburg.
Drawings start Wednesday, December 21st on the WGIL Morning News. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Pratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Pratty. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports' number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL. Proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg Ag Leadership Class is having a chili cook-off and silent auction on Saturday, December 17th in the Kensington Ballroom from noon to 3. Enjoy a silent auction with all proceeds helping the Angel Tree Kids. More details at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks boys trailing Quincy 20-13. Galesburg scored the first basket of the game. Quincy scored the next 5 points to take a 5-2 lead, and they've led the rest of the way. Aslan Butler sat the final 4 minutes, 38 seconds of the first quarter with two fouls, then played almost the entire second quarter, never picked up his second foul, but it clearly affected his aggressiveness because in the first half he has only 2 points. But more importantly, he didn't pick up that third foul, so he'd come out and be ready to go in the second half.
Well, here's the good news. We shot 17% from the field and are only down by 7 points to the Quincy Blue Devils. Here's the bad news. We shot 17% from the field.
We scored 13 points in the first half.
Awful, awful shooting. 5 of 28 from the field for the Silver Streaks. And Quincy's,
they're not a lot better,
no,
thankfully.
Not a bargain at 7 out of 24 for 29%. And not a lot of free throw opportunities for each team either.
Nope.
So they can't garner many points there. And we haven't capitalized on that much either. Rebounds aplenty, as you would guess, with all these missed shots here tonight. We've got Galesburg with, 21 boards.
Yeah.
And Quincy with 19. So both teams have far more rebounds than they have shots made. And in the Silver Streaks case, more points. And turnovers, 8 for the Blue Devils and just 5 for the Silver Streaks. So that's encouraging. We've only coughed it up 5 times. It's got to be frustrating for Mike Reynolds because I think, by and large, a lot of times have gotten the shots that I'm sure they work to get in practice. In practice, they probably go in, but on this Friday night, they're not.
Not at all. Silver Streaks are 1-for-9 from three-point range. Quincy is 3-for-12. Blue Devils have made 3 of their 4 free throws. Silver Streaks have made 2 of their 4 free throws. 20-13 Quincy at the half. We'll take a break here on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. We'll look at the individual scoring for both teams. Talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, it's Bill with 42 wrinkles on a shirt and Tom with the 123 hairs of gray.
What's she doing? She counts stuff.
And I see you two are eating McDonald's wholesome breakfast choices. Tom with the 300-calorie egg McMuffin sandwich and Bill with the 290-calorie fruit and maple oatmeal. Both are awesome. Did you bring me some? Like the 210-calorie fruit and walnuts or the 160-calorie fruit and yogurt parfait?
Maybe next time, Susan?
Yeah, you can count on it.
The simple joy of 300 calories or less. At participating McDonald's.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new
new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, Bobby Panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look and a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, clear skies and a low around 11. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 29. Tomorrow night, look for clear skies with an overnight low of 20. And for your Sunday, sunny skies and a high reaching 39. Sunday night, clear skies, an overnight low of 26. And for your Monday, sunny skies and a high of 40. It's currently 14 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL has a Christmas card for you with a $100 gift card inside. Register one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center pregame show. Silver Streaks trail the Quincy Blue Devils 20-13. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in the first half. And with only 33 total points put on the board, as you might imagine, not any really big numbers to speak of. For the Quincy Blue Devils, D'Angelo Dean leads the scoring with 6. Cole Abbey has 5. Mike Davis, Martin Kvitli, and Mason Fairley each have 3 for the Blue Devils. Zach Burry, Jason Salrin have not scored for Quincy. Carter Klein also got in briefly and did not score. Neither did Barnell Thomas. For the Silver Streaks, oh, looks like Jim's going to be ready to go with Steve Cheeseman. Let's give you the streak scoring after this with Jim.
17% shooting in the first half has got to be frustrating. The kids are getting the shots, but they're just not going in.
And you hit it right on the button there. We're getting all the looks and shots we want. We've just got to free up a little bit, relax, trust our good mechanics, stay in the moment, and not worry about, oh, I could miss this or what could happen. Just play. I mean, we're getting all the looks and all the shots we want. Down on the defensive end, we're doing a good job. We can't give up any offensive rebounds. They hurt us there, but the game's here for the taking. If we can hit a shot, Jim.
Was that the main focus? It was just relax a little bit?
Yeah, relax a little bit. Somebody provide a spark. Somebody make something happen. Don't sit back, and the game's for the taking if we do.
Do you tell Aslan when he's on the bench after those two to kind of hold back and try not to get that third foul?
You know, you don't want to take somebody's aggressiveness. He's just got to be a little bit more cautious. And we had a couple of early fouls, and we don't want to take away their aggressiveness, but we can't make stupid fouls as well.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for giving us some insight from the Streaks coaching staff coming out of the locker room. Really not many scores to give you. This one got started actually a minute early tonight at 7:29, as Jim mentioned earlier. So maybe that the other Western Big Six games are more in line along the lines of when they usually get underway, somewhere around maybe 7:45, 7:50. The only score we have is from the Moline-Alleman game, and the Maroons lead 7-6. That game in the first quarter, no score yet from the UT-Rock Island game. But we'll have to give you Galesburg scoring here when we get a chance, as the second half has just gotten underway. On the right side, Mason Fairley. Down low to Dean, right back to Fairley on the give and go. Misses a shot off the back of the rim. And then the Silver Streaks can't handle the rebound as Aslan Butler comes down with it and actually knocks it off Kendall Thompson out of bounds. Back to Quincy. So again, the Streaks come up with a chance at an offensive rebound, and again, they can't handle it. So a chance for Quincy to build on the lead coming out of the locker room. On the inbound, Abbey with a runner with one hand up and in with a right hand. 22-13 matches Quincy's biggest lead of the night. Just underway in the second half. A block at the other end. Gibson faked the pass. Had his shot rejected. Fairley comes out with it. Dean, left side, Abbey for 3. Air ball, nearly. Rebound off the front of the rim. And then Davis keeps it alive and gets it into the hands of Abbey, who comes out with it. On the right side, Kvitli to Dean. Now right back to Kvitli. Around a screen, into the lane. Bumped and a foul called on the Silver Streaks. Will be against Chad Johnson. We're only 50 seconds into the second quarter, the second half. And the Silver Streaks, not the aggressor here so far. Quincy has come out and really taken it right at the Silver Streaks to get things going here in the early on. Lamont Ross picks up his first foul, so a quick team foul on the Silver Streaks to begin the second half, as Quincy very much in command in the first minute, not quite minute, of this first early portion of the third quarter. Kvitli misses the free throw. Second one up and in. So now Quincy has its biggest lead now, 23-13. 10-point advantage. Thompson in the backcourt, working his way up toward half court. Gives it left side over to Lamont. Drives between two defenders and a reach foul. I'm going to call Kvitly for a push here. And that's the first team foul on Quincy here in the second half. First of the game on Martin Kvitly.
Again, they did a collection at the quarter break between the first and second quarters for Jamari Atwater, the young man that was injured last week for Moline. But I was trying to track it down, Brad. They're back counting it somewhere, they said, but I couldn't find out just what the total was. They may announce that a little later.
I wondered if that's what you were doing, running around down there. All right, Streaks need a basket here. Gibson, left side Johnson. That one's short. And the rebound to Abbey. Would you believe he has 9 rebounds in this game? Then he turns it over at the other end. Lamont Ross comes out with a steal. Up court, left side Johnson on the wing. Chad needs a basket. He's had a terrible night shooting, 0-for-7 from the field.
I don't know. You know, Steve Cheeseman said we need to relax. Maybe we need to concentrate a little more on our shots. It's hard to say.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Nice read from the weak side. Fairley coming in. Shovel under the basket. Dean thought he got away with a travel on the low blocks as he juggled the pass, but he collects it, banks it in, and Quincy leads by 12.
Well, it's frustrating because we're playing good defense for the most part, but we can't play good enough defense to win games with the way our offense is.
Thompson down the lane, found an opening, missed it, and then he fouls Mike Davis coming down with a rebound. Things going from bad to worse for the Silver Streaks here in the third quarter.
Like a Bears football game. You're just hoping your defense can hold you in until you score some points, but of course those are separate units. They can blame each other a little bit. Here it's the same guys playing both ends, so they've only got themselves to blame on the offensive side for making themselves have to work so hard on defense.
Just past the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. Silver Streaks have played 2 minutes here. Now trail by 12 after being down by 7 at the half. Here's a miss by Davis into the basket. Streaks still have a hard time collecting the rebound. Finally, Aslan Butler secures it. Right side, Carson Cheeseman into the game. Quincy backs off him, down low to Grant Gibson, draws a double team on the high-low, skips it back out to Kendall Thompson. Starts the dribble left. Nobody comes out to help out. Now he gets the pass away to Cheeseman near half court. Under 5.5 to play third quarter. Johnson on the left wing, down low to Aslan. Hasn't taken a shot since the first quarter. Pump fakes on the low blocks, gets it up, and a foul called on Davis. That's 3 now on Mike Davis. It's going to give Aslan 2 free throws here.
That's refreshing to see.
It is.
Chance to score here and get Aslan at the line. Davis with 3 fouls, so that everything's good about that particular trip.
Aslan has taken only 1 shot in the entire game, and he made it back in the first quarter. That was the Streak's first basket. He has not even taken a shot since then.
You know, we love Grant Gibson and the freshman getting his first start tonight. We've got it to him down low on a number of occasions. But in this game, as Butler hits his free throw, Grant has just got to be so conscious of where Dean is because he can't get a shot over him. You know, Grant is a good player, but at 6'3", when you're up against athletes like that, it's just really tough to get your shot off. And he's had to kick it out more times than not. He's got a couple of those blocked as well.
Butler at 65% from the free throw line on the season. Second one up and in. Aslan with 4 points in the game. First points of the second half for the Streaks come from the free throw line. Gelsberg down 10, approaching the 5-minute mark of this third quarter. On the right side, Fairley barking out calls to his offense. Sollerin comes out with it. Now top of the circle. Dean traveled with this. Has the ball in his hands, passes away. That's the 4th time tonight we have seen either Quincy or Gelsberg called for traveling, just kind of holding the ball and then passing it away as they start to take a step.
Now these guys are calling that about as close as you'll see. They're letting a lot of pushing and shoving go on into the basket, as long as guys don't get carried away. A lot of jockeying for position.
Tough pass on the outside, and then Sollerin comes out trying to get the steal away from Chad Johnson, leans into him too much, and picks up his 3rd foul. 4:51 to go in the third quarter. And for Quincy's Sean Taylor, that hurts a little bit. Sollerin at 6'6", but he'll stay on the floor for the time being. On the inbounds, Grant Gibson. Quincy definitely has a size advantage over Galesburg, but we'll probably say that a lot this year. On the left side, Chad Johnson.
And they will have a size advantage over Galesburg for 3 years with the size of some of their sophomores.
Bad pass down low. Dean slaps it away inside. Now gets it out to Kvitli on the weak side. No. Gets his own rebound. Dean does. And the ball is pounded off Carson Cheeseman's head coming out for the rebound. And now Carson throws a little elbow at Mason Fairley with the official's back turned. Fairley just looks at his own coach on the sideline as if to say, did you see that? In fact, I thought on the end of the floor, Cheeseman, I thought, got away with an illegal screen setting down there, too. So
yeah, you
keep an eye on that.
Mentioned the height thing. Their sophomores go 6'8", 6'6", and 6'6". And so as Sean Taylor told us at the outset, it's been a long time since he's had that kind of height. Now, are they real polished? No, but they're still big.
Good look down low. Then Aslan throws it over the basket. Gets his own rebound on the weak side. Draws a lot of contact going up for the putback. Well, Aslan worked awfully hard on that one to come down with his sixth rebound. And another quick team foul on Quincy and another quick one on Salrin. That's his fourth and the fifth team foul on the Blue Devils. To the free throw line. Aslan just made two there not long ago and knocks down the first one here. In fact, those are only the only points for Galesburg in the third quarter with 4:14 to go. 3 for 3 from the free throw line for Aslan Butler. Now the next. Three teammates for the Streaks wait near half court. Aslan sinks it. Galesburg starts to crawl a little closer, down 8. They were down 7 at the half. On the right side, Fairley. To the top of the circle, Kvitli. Left side, quick three by Abby. Swished it. 5 in the third quarter for Abby. Has 10 for the game now. And just like that, Quincy back up 11. On the left side, Cheeseman. Nall also into the game along with Thompson, Gibson, and Butler. And a foul called way out high on Fairley. That's 6 team fouls on Quincy now with 3:49 yet to play in the third quarter. Fairley's picked up 2 quick ones here in the second half.
Sean Taylor really barking, and I'm not sure whether he's upset with the official or upset with his own player. I think he's more upset with the foul by Martin Kvitli that time.
Scoop by Thompson. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Gets his first basket of the second half. Kendall with 5 on the game. Galesburg down 9, 28-19. In the lane, extra step by Dean. Yep, called in for traveling. That's 11 turnovers on the Blue Devils now. Boy, this game is just there for the taking for the Silver Streaks. If they can just put together any kind of a run, doesn't even have to be a big run, just a little 6-0 flurry something.
A couple of threes back-to-back.
In the lane, Gibson, right side. Drew Nall from the corner, a little bit long. Rebound pops out, loose ball, under the basket, saved by Gibson, but his foot was on the base. Now we're going to get a push, I think, on Cheeseman. So a battle for the rebound. That's the first of the game on Carson. And the third team foul on the Silver Streaks with 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg down 9. Now again, Streaks got an open look. Nice open look for Nall from the right corner, but it wouldn't go down. Down to 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Dean trying to get the back door cut. Keeps the pass on the outside. Now Fairley comes out high for it. Inlet pass to Dean. Just very active, but Aslan stays right with him. Left corner, Kvitli, swing it back out to Mason Fairley. All the way out to the volleyball line. To the right, over to Quincy's bench. Now they swing it back left over to Kvitli. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter, down to 2:45 to play. Well, here's one guy who's not afraid to shoot, and that's Abby, but he missed it. Streaks are fine with him shooting. He hasn't shown much of an ability to knock down many shots. Thompson lost his man, forces up the shot in the lane and missed it. D'Angelo Dean with a rebound. Here comes Quincy. Pull up by Abby at the free throw line. Swished it. 30-19. Quincy by 11.
You know, Kendall Thompson just having to deal with the fact that he's so vertically challenged right now. He creates some opportunities for himself, but he gets in the paint, and it's really hard for him to get his shot off. And his brother went through that when he was shorter at that age.
Offensive foul called on Grant Gibson. Got the pass to him just outside the free throw line, and he started to drive in on Salrin. And he's called for lowering the elbow, lowering their shoulder. And you know, call could have gone either way, I thought, but I guess they weren't going to foul Salrin out of the game. Second foul of the game on Gibson. 4 team fouls on the Streaks. Approaching the 2-minute mark of the second half here in the third quarter, 30-19 Quincy, matching their biggest lead of the game and with the ball here. Kvitli on the outside. Works his way to the top of the circle. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Gets it over right side. Quick inlet pass to Dean. Poked away right into the hands of Klein. Right back to Dean. Shoots over Butler. Rolls off. Rebound Gibson and a foul from the backside. That's going to be a push on Salrin, and he's fouled out of the game.
He's got both hands extended saying, I can't believe I got called for that, but that'll be it.
But again, I thought it could have gone the other way on the other end, so maybe it all evened out in the end. I don't know. Gibson comes down with his sixth rebound after the miss. And how about this? A minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Third quarter, that's the seventh team foul on Quincy. The Streaks are going to shoot free throws the rest of the way.
Which could be a really good thing. It can't be bad because there's no way we can shoot free throws any worse than we're shooting field goals right now.
So no.
Anything that stops the clock and maybe allows us to get some free points here would be nice.
Galesburg only 58.8% from the free throw line as a team this season, and Gibson an even 50%. And as Jim said, that's a heck of a lot better than what they're shooting from the field right now. Gibson makes the first. Galesburg down 10, 30-20. Second free throw, good as well. Streaks are 6-for-6 from the line here in the second half, accounting for 6 of their 8 points. Streaks down 9, 30-21, 1:40 to go third quarter. Left side, Klein. Marnell Thomas, the sophomore. Mike Davis riding the bench with 3 fouls right now for the Blue Devils. That's why Salrin stayed in so long to end up fouling out of the game. Abby down the lane with a little spin, puts it up and in. Quincy back on top by 11. Abby with 9 in this third quarter, 14 for the game. Thompson opening on the right side, pump fakes, throws it high off the glass, and then it falls out. And then a reach on Grant Gibson on the rebound as Kvitli came out with a rebound.
Yeah, the problem we're in right now, we've shot so poorly for so long without a hot streak. We're down 11. Even if we hit 2 or 3, we're still down, and Quincy would likely answer on a couple of those themselves. So we've got a long road ahead of us if we're going to come back and win this one. Down 11 with a minute to go third quarter.
Left side open three for Carter Klein. Air balls. Weak side rebound to Carson Cheeseman. Here come the Silver Streaks. Desperately needing some points here with under a minute to go in the third quarter and trailing by 11. Cheeseman with it on the outside. Brings it back top of the circle. Grant Gibson, right high post. Swish! First basket for Grant since the first quarter, 32-23. And a foul away from the ball as Butler and Dean are doing battle, and that'll be the third foul of the game on Aslan. So he picks up the first foul since he picked up 2 in less than 3.5 minutes in the first quarter, but his first foul since then with 36 seconds to go here in the third. Glad Aslan could play so long without picking up that third foul.
Yeah, and like I said, the officials have, you know, they've called some fouls, but they've been letting the guys play inside. He and Dean have been leaning on each other and grabbing arms and pushing chest quite a bit. It's not gotten out of hand, and I think the officials have watched it, letting them play physically.
19-12 Moline over Alleman after one quarter. And United Township and Rock Island tied at 13 after one quarter. Here, we're coming down to the end of the third quarter. 32-23, Quincy with the ball, down to 10 seconds to go. Kvitli shoots from the left high post. Swish. Still 6 seconds to go. Streaks need to hurry. Garnett in, throws it behind Kendall Thompson out of bounds. And now Quincy can get another shot off with 3 seconds to go. Careless ball handling. Mike Davis in for offense for Quincy here. Gibson sits down so he doesn't pick up 4 fouls. With 3 seconds to go at the end of the quarter. Also Aslan Butler. So the Streaks' only height is Ryan Carl. On the inbound, Fairley looking, gets it in. Kvitli, 19-footer from the wing, rolls through. Huge turnaround at the end of the third quarter. Quincy with its biggest lead, 36-23 at the end of 3. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team is back in action tomorrow. Another road game as they travel to Normal to take on the Normal West Wildcats. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action.
Three quarters gone at John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks are in a world of hurt. Down by 13. A basket with 6 seconds to go. A Galesburg turnover with 3 seconds to go. And another Quincy basket. Inlet pass, and now here's a turnover. Quincy gives it right back. A terrible inlet pass right into the midsection of Martin Kvitli, who caught it, and then his lead foot slipped out in front of him. He fell down and got called for traveling, so that's a break for the Silver Streaks.
Streaks just 7 of 35 through three quarters of play from
that's
the field.
That's 20%. I can figure that one out. Nall on the inbound, missed a three. And the weak side rebound, Davis went up for it, just snatched it away from Aslan Butler. Silver Streaks down 13, just underway in the fourth quarter, and the Quincy Blue Devils have the ball. Cole Abbey on the outside, Kvitli in the game fairly. Here's Kvitli outside, quick pass down low. Davis, a little bit of contact, but he turns, banks it in, and Quincy just adding on to the lead now, 38-23, as they've scored the last six.
Three field goals in a row, four their last five as they warm it up.
Nall from the left corner, in and out from three-point range. Davis with another rebound, and he'll be very active now down the stretch. Drew Nall 0 for 5 from the field, and that Chad Johnson 0 for 7 from the field.
Blue Devils going to shorten this game a little bit. They'll not stall, but they'll be very deliberate in their offense and make sure they get the shot that they want. I don't think you'll see them launching too many threes from here on out.
And only 3 3-point attempts in the third quarter after putting up 12 in the first half. They led by 7 at the half, lead by 13 starting the fourth quarter. Here's a running one hand by Kvitli, and it's now 40-23, Quincy. They have scored 8 in a row. When timeout called by the Streaks.
Running one-handers 15 feet from the basket. When those start catching nothing but net, you know you're going well.
6:35 to go in the game. Timeout Galesburg trailing Quincy 40-23. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
40-23 Quincy. With 6:35 to go in the game, Silver Streaks trailed 32-23 late in the third quarter. Quincy held for the last shot. Martin Kvitli put it up early with about 8 seconds to go. He knocked it down with 6 to go. The Streaks turned it over. Quincy got a last-second basket at the end of the third. It's been part of an 8-0 run. We're a minute and a half into the fourth quarter, and the Blue Devils have their biggest lead. Here's Lamont Ross back into the game. His three is off the mark. Streaks put up only 1 3-point basket attempt in the third quarter. They've put up 3 already here in the fourth quarter. They've missed them all, and it's allowed Quincy to build on the lead. Blue Devils back on offense again. Davis out high, inlet pass to Dean. Skips it out to Kvitli, fakes a three, drives on Cheeseman, dumps it under the basket to Dean. They whip it out to Kvitli for three. Perfect! Kvitli's come alive offensively, and Quincy leads by 20.
Quincy's starting to look more like the team we expected through that first half plus. I was less than convinced that they'd win too many big games in the Western Big Six, but now they're warming it up, and all of a sudden everything looks better for the Blue Devils.
Their first road game of the season. Silver Streaks will have their first road game of the year next Friday night at Rock Island. Ross left open from the outside, hits an 18-footer. And a quick timeout called by the Streaks. 43-25, 5:31 to go in the game.
That shot gets us back up to 20% shooting from the field. And you know, this last couple of games has been pretty much what we anticipated coming into the season. We graduated all those guys, and we said, where's the points going to come from?
Right.
And the Thanksgiving tournament, the points were coming from a number of sources, but again, the defenses we were playing against were not nearly this good and this active. But having said that, I feel like tonight we really had a lot of good looks at the basket and, you know, just can't bury shots.
Right.
How do you coach that? You can put everybody where they need to be. You can improve the ball handling and this, that, but you can't shoot it for them.
Good shooting cures a lot of ills.
It does.
Right? But when you don't have good shooting, it's just ill.
Everything gets magnified.
And now here's Lamont Ross with a reach from the backside, way out at midcourt. Pass went to D'Angelo Dean. Lamont came out, fouled immediately. Don't know if that's going to be the strategy here, try to draw this game out, coming out of the Galesburg timeout. 5:25 to go in the game. That's only the second of the game on Lamont. Both teams with 17 fouls. Dean's first free throw is good. Streaks have held him pretty quiet tonight. In fact, he's only put up 5 shots the whole evening. That's his 9th point.
I'm not sure drawing this one out's a real good idea. You might lose by 35 instead of 20 right now.
Certainly if they're going to put Dean at the line anyway. He's 4 for 4 tonight.
20-point game.
Abby with 14 points. Kvitli has come alive. In fact, he scored 9 of Quincy's last 12. Here's Grant Gibson for 3. Air ball under the basket. Rebound and a foul. No, a double dribble coming out of it was Mason Fairley. So Quincy gives it right back.
Not as big a turnout as I would expect from Quincy. Off to a good start. I would guess, I don't know, they probably got 60, 70 fans over there maybe. But they used to travel a lot better than that.
Down low, Gibson trying to post up his man. Kicks it out to Aslan. Fakes a 3. Now over to Lamont. He gets an open look at it and drains it. Lamont with all 5 of the Streaks' points here in the fourth quarter. Galesburg down 17 at 45-28. Galesburg puts some pressure on. Kvitli brings it across midcourt. Right side over to Cole Abbey, just a junior. In fact, in this entire Quincy lineup, they hardly have any seniors. Kvitli, a junior, drives in from the left side. Basket rolls off. They'll get a couple of free throws here with a reach foul called on Galesburg on the drive. And that'll be number 4 on the game on Grant Gibson.
Kvitli getting really anything he wants right now. He can take the jumper. He can get the head and shoulder fake like he did there. Drive in. Get a short shot off.
Good free throw shooter. Makes the first. He has 6 points in the quarter. 46-28. Kvitli had only 3 at halftime. He scored 4 of the last. He scored the last 4 points for Quincy in the third quarter. And now he has 7 here in the fourth quarter. 47-28. 15 on the game for Martin Kvitli. Quick shot in the lane. Gibson's shot pokes in and out. And there's Dean with the rebound. Even close in with a high percentage shot, the Streaks can't knock him down. A lot of activity down there, but still, that was a good look by Gibson. On the outside, Butler trying to steal it away from Abbey. Streaks force a tie up here. Quincy's going to hang on to it on the alternating possession. Aslan knocked it loose. Johnson came over to help out. Looked briefly like they might come out of it. As once Abbey fell down, he kind of fell down on his stomach. Couldn't get his hand up to control the dribble, but then he does reach back just enough to force the tie-up. And Quincy hangs on to it, approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter, just playing a little keep-away now. Butler's the one who's reaching and chasing and flying and trying to do everything he can. Now Kvitli between the dribble, between the defenders. Going to have a reach called on Aslan. That's 4 on him now. And not the guy the Streaks won at the free throw line.
You know, all the enthusiasm has been sucked out of the gymnasium the way this one has developed, because I think Galesburg fans kept thinking maybe there's a run in this. Maybe we're going to climb back in this, but the reality is set in here in the fourth quarter, and all we can do is chase the guys in blue around, handling the ball and foul them now with 4 minutes to go, down 20 points. Writing's on the wall for our second straight conference loss and fourth straight loss overall.
49-28, biggest lead of the night for Quincy as Kvitli calmly, smoothly, and easily makes both of his free throw attempts. Down the lane, Ryan Carla reach, knocking it out of his hands, and it'll stay with the Silver Streaks as the ball trickles out of bounds. Galesburg at Rock Island next week, another team that lost a heck of a lot coming off of last year's state championship run. Down low on the inbounds, Gibson gets it high up and in off the glass. 49-30. And a push foul called on the Silver Streaks. If that's Gibson, he's out. If it's Butler, he's out. Grant has fouled out of the game. So Gibson gets his first start on the varsity as a freshman, and he's fouled out of the game. Played hard tonight, and he fouls out with 9 points.
Yeah, again, just giving up too much size inside, even though Grant is 6'3 in there, and he's pretty creative in getting shots off, but there comes a point where you got a guy like D'Angelo Dean hanging around, and it's pretty tough to, and even when you do get a shot off, a lot of times you're not concentrating as much on where you're going to put it up there in your touch as you are just trying to get it up, over, or under the shot blocker.
Zach Wilkie in, 3:41 to go in the game, streaks down 19 as Kvitli misses the first free throw, makes the second. And it's 50-30. Streaks lost big to Moline last Friday night. Now trail by 20 here against Quincy. On the right side, Lamont Ross. Down low to Ryan Carl. Pump fakes right. Ducks under and up. Gets it in over Mike Davis. Carl with the season high 5 now. It's 50-32. And a timeout called on the inbound.
30-second timeout. Well, Carl had enough moves for 2 or 3 trips down the court that time. Used his whole arsenal to get that one in.
So a 30-second timeout called by the Quincy Blue Devils as Cole Abbey picked up his dribble in the backcourt, ran into a trap. And with 3:20 to go in the game, stops the clock. Should mention, Galesburg girls basketball tomorrow against Normal West. If you can join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, earlier game, right?
106 is what we're shooting for realistically. Probably Tom said probably closer to 115. There is a sophomore game ahead of that.
So hope you can be with us for that one on WGIL tomorrow. Fighting Illini looked great in that win over St. Bonaventure earlier this week.
I've seen too much ugly basketball this week.
Finally cracked the top 25 and looked as bad as they had all year long in that game.
But they won.
Scored a whopping 45 points in the game, but they won. But 47. I guess it was 47.
Between watching the Metamora game here Saturday night and suffering through the Bears football game on Sunday, then the Illini offensive debacle the other night, and now 20% shooting from the streaks tonight, I'm ready to see some offense.
What, that Packers-Giants game on Sunday night wasn't enough to give you a...
That was a great game.
Real entertaining game to watch. Here, 3:14 to go in the game. Second free throw by Abbey. He missed them both. Streaks are down 18. Ryan Carl gets the rebound. His first of the night. Now the Streaks turn it over. Dribbling into traffic. Not a smart move. Kvitli too strong in the layup at the other end. And then Abbey on the offensive rebound gets pushed. Kid has 10 rebounds now. And that's the 11th team foul, actually, on the Silver Streaks. Back-to-back fouls on Chad Johnson. So Quincy shooting 2 for the rest of the night.
Abbey technically a guard with those 10 rebounds.
Yeah, we talked about being concerned about Dean and Davis on the rebounds. Dean does have 7. Davis has 4. It's Cole Abbey with 10 rebounds, and he makes the free throw. 1 of 4 from the line tonight for Cole Abbey. 10 points in the second half, 15 for the game. Ross into the front court. Might have gotten away with a push off. Now over to Chad Johnson working left. Gives it to Zach Wilkie. Now Johnson dribbles right. Gets to the free throw line. Found an opening in the lane. Hard off the glass. Banks it in. Johnson breaks the 0 for the night. Gets his first basket. 51-34. Streaks put on the press. Wilkie cuts off Abbey on the weak side. Now a reach by Aslan Butler from the backside, and he's fouled out of the game. 6 points, 7 rebounds for Aslan. We'll take the bench for the rest of the night. 2:31 to go in the game. Trevon Diggins will replace it.
Giving up a little height there, but not any hustle, that's for
certainly
sure.
No energy, that's right. Abbey back to the line. Free throw good.
There's 2:31 to go. Trevon might foul out. We see them come in scrapping and pick up some quick fouls. See how it goes here.
Abby misses the second. Chad Johnson with the rebound. Talk Taylorville tournament. Here's a quick three by Johnson. High off the back of the rim. Missed it. Dean with the rebound. Gets it out to Abby. And he'll pull up just across half court. Found out the schedule for the Taylorville tournament over the holidays. Galesburg in that three-day tournament gets the bye on the first day. There's five teams in the tournament. It's a round-robin format. So everybody will get four games out of it. Teron's trying to pick up a foul, but the officials aren't calling it.
He got a chunk of Cavintley's arm there, and they didn't call it.
And heard it slap all the way up here, even with our headphones on. Still with some hand-checking trying to get the foul. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. So Galesburg does not play on the first day of that tournament down in Taylorville. So they'll have to spend, well, I imagine they might go down on that first day and get some practices down there, get familiar with the facility. Let the kids watch some basketball, get an idea of who they're going to play. And then they'll play two games on the second day and two games on the third day, the 28th and 29th, I believe.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the girls' tournament is a day off from the boys. It goes through Friday.
And they stay in Charleston.
Yeah.
Which is where both were the last 2 years before this year. No more boys' tournament in Charleston. It dissolved, and it was the longer running of the two.
They do have a Buffalo Wild Wings in Mattoon. Not sure what we're going to find in Taylorville for a hangout spot. Although with two games each day and playing the late game both nights, there won't be a whole lot of downtime in that one.
No, for anybody who goes down. Ryan Carl picks up a foul. Dean misses the free throw. We're down to a minute six to go in the game. Nathan Eck, a senior, makes the varsity this year. Had to sit out the first, well, certainly the Thanksgiving tournament, had to first sit out the first six games. He was suited up against Metamora last Saturday night, but he didn't get into the game. So Nathan tried out for the basketball team, made it this year as a senior, and he gets his first varsity action with 66 seconds to play, and the streak's trailing by 18. Taylorville has a bowling alley, I know that.
So I thought you and I could go bowl a line or two from the days when you were coaching the Galesburg girls team. They used to have a big invitational down there, didn't they?
Yep. In January, usually the first Saturday in January. Dean missed both free throws, and Eck gets the rebound. Girls always love going down there and playing in that tournament. Morling gets a roll from the right baseline. Seth comes in off the bench and gets in the scoring books. Down to 45 seconds to play. The littlest guy on the floor, Lincoln Elby, a 5'5 freshman, is in at point for Quincy, and the Blue Devils call timeout. 37 seconds to go in the game. And I think they're just trying to get Luka Radovich into the game, the 6'6 sophomore. I think that's the only reason Sean Taylor called that.
Yep, a quick timeout. The Streaks didn't even really go over and huddle. They're just going to play again. If we go bowling, I need to practice. All I've done is wee bowling for the last year and a half. Not sure it's quite the same.
Oh, I don't know. One of the girls on my team got a wee for Christmas 1 year, came in sore-armed the next day for bowling practice over break and couldn't bowl.
How funny. The controller weighs 14 pounds? Or
no. Nope. I was not happy that year.
Bet.
Oh, terrible pass by Wilkie, trying to find Eck cutting in from the baseline, and the Streaks turn it over. Well, they cut down the turnovers tonight. They've got them for only 11 now.
Yeah. Seems like more, but
it sure does. That's because the Streaks couldn't put the ball in the hoop tonight at all. Trail by 16 with 10 seconds to go. Falling to the Quincy Blue Devils tonight, who will improve to 5-1 on the season. They'll even their mark at 1-1 in the Western Big Six. The Streaks, after opening the season with four straight wins, have now lost four in a row as they drop to 0-2 in the Western Big Six. 52-36 the final. Postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breathe Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breathe Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breathe Loves Sporting Goods.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's a savings celebration, and you're not going to want to miss this. Yes, Yem Chevrolet is celebrating 50 years in business with their biggest savings of the season. Find a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with big markdowns. In fact, we're celebrating 50 years by giving you $9,000 in savings on new 2011 trucks, or 0% financing for 72 months on new vehicles, and 1.9% financing on pre-owned. You can't afford to miss this savings celebration at Yem Chevrolet. The savings and selection will not and cannot get any bigger. Remember, $9,000 in savings on new 2011 trucks, 0% financing on new vehicles, and 1.9% financing on pre-owned. Don't miss this savings celebration for a limited time at Yem Chevrolet on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, or log on to yemauto.com for even more money-saving offers.
$1,000 savings available on select in-stock trucks. Financing with approved credit on select models. See dealer for details.
All right, guys. Ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for a limited time. Buy McRib Extra Value Meal and get a second McRib sandwich for just $1.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, clear skies and a low around 11. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 29. Tomorrow night, look for clear skies with an overnight low of 20. In for your Sunday, sunny skies and a high reaching 39. Sunday night, clear skies, an overnight low of 26. In for your Monday, sunny skies and a high of 40. It's currently 14 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Tough game, tough loss, tough result for the Silver Streaks here tonight. Tough shooting. Streaks did a lot of things really well, and that's, I think, what's going to be loss out of all this compared to the way they played against Moline last Friday night, which was a whole other game, an entirely different situation in and of itself. Here tonight, the Streaks really, and we talked about it during the game, I thought did some nice things. Couldn't knock the ball down to save themselves for anything until they finally picked up some of that percentage in the fourth quarter, but it was well over by that. I thought that stretch at the end of the third quarter was what really did Galesburg in, down 9 late in the third quarter. Kvitli got a wide-open shot from about 16 feet away, knocked it down with 6 seconds to go. Streaks turned it over. That gave him another shot right under the basket, knocked that one down, and then two quick baskets in the fourth quarter, and it went from being a 9-point game to a 17-point game just like that.
Yep, but it was over at that point. Yeah, because I think Grant Gibson hit the shot down here that got us within 9 again, and you're thinking, oh, maybe, and then, yeah, they just stuck a dagger in us there at the end of the third.
Well, in fact, it was right about that point, I think, that we were saying, if the Streaks can just put a little run together. It doesn't have to be something big enough to tie the game, but just score a little 6-point run here to get it back within 3 or something. And unfortunately, the run went to the other side from that point on.
We never had a run all night.
No, not really.
Just nothing. Streaks shot 13 of 47 from the field, and actually that was a vast improvement over what they were sitting at the end of three quarters. They were just 7 of 35 after three quarters. So you take the 13 into 47, and you end up with a 27% shooting night. And you had to really hit, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of your last 7 shots to get up to 27%. So that's not going to feed the Bulldog very often. For Quincy, they were no bargain from the field, except for that one stretch they had late third, early fourth quarter. They picked up what had been a pretty dismal shooting game for them as well at that time, and ended up the night 41%, 17 out of 41. Rebounding edge we had to Quincy, 34. We didn't compare Gelsberg's. I had 28.
At 29.
Okay, 29 for the streaks on the glass. And the turnover count, not really all that big. It seemed like more for whatever reason for both teams, but didn't end up being too bad. The Silver Streaks had 11 on the night, or make that 13. 13, and I think...
Oh, I had 11.
You had 11? Oh, I was looking at points. Yeah, 11 for Gelsberg and 13 for Quincy is what I had. So
I had 14.
Okay, I had one to the Blue Devils. Still all told, a combined 25 turnovers, not too bad.
No.
For a game that was contested up and down the court as hard as this one was. But the only thing that was bad was certainly the shooting tonight. And we have, for all the good things, as you said, Brad, that we might do right, so many of those things will go unnoticed when you look at the final score, because you just don't get any reward. You can play great defense. You can do every other thing right on the court. But if you can't put the ball in the basket, it really doesn't matter. And so somehow we've got to figure out how to do that. And you don't just breed great shooters overnight, unfortunately. So hopefully...
What was Quincy shooting at the half? They were, what, 7 of 24, wasn't
it?
Yeah, 29%. So 29%. Now, in the second half, they shoot 10 of 17. So, well, 10 of 18 would be 56%. So they had to shoot close to 60% there in the second half.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, you know, maybe they're not going to be as offensively powerful as we thought they might be. And by powerful, I don't mean, you know, they're going to run up and down the court and score 80 points every night. But
no.
To hold them to 52, I think, is perfectly reasonable and gives you a chance to win the game.
Well, especially given the size disadvantage that we have in a number of positions against these guys. So, yeah, I think we're doing the other things that we need to do to be competitive. We're just not making the shots. And, again, you've got to realize, too, for Gelsberg, if we're going to have an open shot, it's going to be outside. We're just, I mean... Grant Gibson and Aslan and Ryan, when he's in there, they get some shots, but they have to work awfully hard to get them off, and they're very contested shots.
Yeah.
So we have got to find a way to get some guys knocking it down from the perimeter, or we're going to have trouble beating anybody, because we're not going to be bigger than any teams that we play. And so that perimeter shooting has got to find a way to get the job done in the last four games, especially the last two games, Metamora Saturday and then this one, on your home court too.
Yeah.
Usually you don't shoot as well on the road, and I'm scared to go out on the road after these last two offensive performances, because we could have trouble cracking double figures in a half the way we're shooting the ball.
In fact, Street scored only 13 points in the first half tonight. Wrap up the final numbers here. Quincy was 5 of 16 from three-point range. Silver Streaks is 2 of 16. Quincy was 13 of 22 from the free throw line, not great. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, were 8 of 10 from the free throw line, so that's a number that we've been hoping to see go up, and 8 of 10 will help that percentage here this evening. Individual scoring for the Blue Devils, actually had three players in double figures. Martin Kvitli finished with 18. Cole Abbey had 16, and D'Angelo Dean finished with 10. Mike Davis had 5, Mason Fairley with 3. Nobody else for Quincy scored tonight. For the Silver Streaks, nobody in double figures. Grant Gibson, the freshman getting his first start on the varsity level, was the team high player with 9. Lamont Ross finished with 7. Aslan Butler had 6. Kendall Thompson and Ryan Carl each had 5. Chad Johnson, Seth Morling finished with 2. And nearly everybody played for the Silver Streaks tonight. Well, everybody who could play did play. but nobody else scored. 52-36 the final. Quincy beats the Silver Streaks. Galesburg's lost four straight to fall to 4-4 and 0-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. We'll take a timeout here on the postgame show. Talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is one envelope you'll want to open. It's a Christmas card from WGIL, and inside is a $100 gift card from one of our participating merchants. If you'd like to receive a WGIL Christmas gift card, sign up today at one of our participating businesses.
Sign up at Stray Cat Art on Seminary Street or at Brighter Life Bookshop on Simmons in downtown Galesburg.
Drawings start Wednesday, December 21st on the WGIL Morning News. For details, visit WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Missing a minute can cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
52-36, Quincy beats the Galesburg Silver Streaks tonight by a final. That sends Galesburg to its fourth straight loss. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight as well, 59-48, so they're 0-2 in the Western Big Six Conference as well. Galesburg travels to Rock Island next Friday night. And that'll be the first road game of the season for the Silver Streaks. So we'll see if, as Jim mentioned prior to this, if getting out of the gym maybe will help them a little bit. But Rock Island is typically not the place where Galesburg goes to cure their shooting woes.
No, it's hard to remember a night where we just went up there and lit the place up.
No.
Rock Island or Moline.
In fact, next weekend is a doubleheader. I don't know that we've really mentioned this tonight, but Galesburg does not play tomorrow night. It's their first off night on a Saturday for this season. Next weekend will be an off night as well on Saturday because they'll play during the day. Next Saturday is the Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College, and the Streaks have the second game of the day, right? They play at 11:45.
First.
I thought they added a couple teams here a few years ago and there was a 10 o'clock game.
Maybe
now.
So. I didn't know they pushed one that early.
I was thinking that they did. So the Streaks will play Pleasant Valley.
Thank goodness we don't have the 10 o'clock game. We ought to just, we're in
give
the
us
quad
more
cities.
Time to Christmas shop, right?
We're in the Quad Cities the night before. We ought to just
spend
stay
the
up there. Go take in a movie or something.
Sure, why not? Maybe go to the IMAX.
There
I hear
go.
That the Dark Knight Returns trailer is available at IMAX now.
Okay.
Get ready for that big sequel next summer. So again tomorrow, Silver Streaks girls basketball. I mentioned the Illini earlier. Do they play tomorrow? I honestly
no,
haven't even looked.
Sunday evening, a weird time, 6:30 against Coppin State for pregame. I think 7 o'clock tip.
Wow. Unusual to have a college basketball game on a Sunday night.
Yep. Yeah, I did a double take this morning.
Coppin State.
Coppin State. That's when they ought to win fairly handily.
Hope so. My Jayhawks play Ohio State tomorrow.
Oh, no problem. At KU?
At KU.
Well, there's a 10-point advantage right there.
Don't
it's like going to Quincy.
I don't think it's going to matter tomorrow, unfortunately. But
we
can hope.
Ohio State's due for a bad game.
They didn't have it against Duke, that's for sure.
No,
they looked awesome in
that
game.
Yeah, they did. They really just took Duke completely out of everything. But it was in Columbus, too.
Well, that's true. So what else you want to talk about while we wait for the coach?
Well, we were trying to decide on a crunch time player of the game, but it's just one of those nights. It's really hard to find anybody that there really wasn't any crunch time to this. We said the Streaks really never put any sort of a rally together. We hung in there with some pretty good defense and hustle.
Want to have a call-in contest?
You got to give us a reason, too.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
You can always throw in a name, but I don't know. I guess I'm kind of leaning towards Grant Gibson just because it was his first start as a freshman, and the last time we were within single digits was when he was hit a shot there in the late third quarter before we handed him the ball a couple of times and gave him some some buckets there at the end of the third quarter, and then things really fell apart.
Looks like UT leads Rocky 25-17 at halftime. And it's hard to read these updates on my mobile sometimes.
Alleman and Moline, of course.
Alleman and Moline. It looks, if I'm reading this right, it's 29-27 Moline.
Hmm. That's a lot closer than we would have thought.
Yeah, 12-29. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Moline, 29-27 after three.
Hmm.
But well, again, their first game without Jamari Atwater.
Right.
Because they did not play last Saturday night.
Right.
So they're probably trying to figure some things out there, I would suppose, a little bit.
Well, probably a lot of emotion in the building tonight for Atwater as well, being coming out onto the court after his horrible injury here. That's just a week ago. Just a week. Boy, it seems like longer ago than that. But great to see him, as we said. Only have to be in the hospital for about four or five days. And back on the court tonight, they were doing fundraisers. We did one here as well. And I kind of half expected Moline to just come out on fire and blow Alleman out because of that whole scenario. But
it was only 7-6 at the end of the first quarter.
But, you know, we may see a lot of this, especially with Atwater, who's the guy that really kind of made the engine go, I think, for Moline as far as his energy that he brought to the court and his rebounding ability, just all-around athleticism. Now, they've still got a nice club, but you know, outside of Lindauer, they're more of a plodding team. Timmy Wages is not – he's got a good player, but he's not going to give you a whole lot of speed up and down and vertical and athleticism. So what we saw tonight here may be what we see. I mean, East Moline right now is probably the most athletic team in the conference. Well, they are Quincy. And UT's already gone down there and won at Quincy last week. So, you know, we're only 2 weeks deep into this conference, but things are kind of pivotal, I think, early. If United Township gets off to a good start, they may be tough to catch now that Moline has the injury and they've already won that big game on the road at Quincy.
Well, now that I can finally figure out the format of these, of how this score lays out on my mobile, UT was it led Rocky at the end of the first quarter 13-2.
Well, we knew Rock Island was going to have trouble figuring out where their points were coming from too after graduating almost everybody. But
and Alleman was ahead of Moline at the half 19-12. Moline outscored the Pioneers 17-8 in the third quarter. That's the only reason they're up two in that game. So it obviously was a struggle for them coming out on an emotional night. And
well, and nobody wants to be the first team to let Alleman break that long conference losing streak.
25 games now.
25 in a row, and they're knocking on the door at Moline tonight.
You're listening to WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Silver Streaks post-game coverage continues after Galesburg falls tonight to Quincy 52-36. Still waiting a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, who took a long time coming out of the locker room. But still, overall, a pretty quick night. Nice to be at a little after 9 o'clock in the evening and be done for the night. The sophomore game we mentioned earlier went very quickly. Galesburg lost 59-48. And Jim's the one who looked at the clock, saw that the tip-off actually got underway at 7:29 tonight, a minute early. And then that game went pretty fast. Things started to slow down a little bit early on in the fourth quarter, but then once the coaches started substituting, the officials let them play. There was a lot of hand-checking and reaching, but the officials just weren't calling that, so the game actually went pretty quickly here on the varsity level as well, and Jim hasn't cleared out a whole lot. See some of the coaches' kids running around. Coach Mike Reynolds and his wife had a new child since the last season ended and prior to this season beginning, and Sean Taylor did the same at Quincy. He and his wife had a newborn who's now walking. So his little guy was born right at the end of? No, I think he was born like right at the beginning of last season, if I remember right. Maybe early December. So he might be just about a year old. Mark Polite and his wife are expecting. So
Something
it's
in the water
family business in the Western Big Six. It is kind of fun to see the little kids running around here at John Thiel Gym. Coach Mike Reynolds making his way down here now. Galesburg falls tonight by a final of 52 236 to the Quincy Blue Devils. Let's find out what the coach has to say about this one. Let's turn things over to Jim Lee.
All right, well, it comes down to pretty simple analysis, I guess, at least from the broadcast booth. You can do everything else right, but if you can't put it in the hole, it's pretty tough to win. It's got to be frustrating because I'm sure the kids make more shots than that in practice.
Well, I mean, we're certainly not Duke by any means shooting the ball, but, I mean, we got the shots we won in the first half, and I think we didn't make them. I mean, I don't know what to say. I think our bend but don't break defense only can hold up so much when you're not making shots. We never put the pressure on them to have to make a shot. And, you know, I think if we could have got to that point, we might have had a shot. But, unfortunately, you know, wasn't our night to make shots. We just got to keep pushing forward and keeping our head up. And we're not throwing the towel in on the season. We're 4-4. And you know, we just gotta push forward. We've looked at the schedule. We think we've got handfuls of winnable games here coming up if we play right and we make shots. And you know, I know our guys well enough. We'll come back in at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We're not gonna let them have a day off, but we'll come back in at 10 and just keep bodying up and trying to get better.
You gave Grant Gibson first start of his career at the varsity level as a freshman tonight. Did some nice things, but, you know, we're noticing, especially with Dean, the presence inside, Gibson having trouble getting the shot off. He's got some moves in there, but it's tough to get the ball over when you're constantly thinking about that guy that might be around.
I mean, Dean isn't the first guy Dean's done that to. So, I mean, he's done that for, you know, a couple of years on the varsity at a really high level. Dean's done a nice job. He's figured out how to play with fouls. Some guys never figured that. I was hoping, you know, that once he got two that he might get three and four and five like last year, but, you know, it just didn't work out.
Rest of the game, anything else? The positives, I guess. You know, we can sit here and moan about how tough the shooting was. Tell us about the positives.
Well, I mean, I thought our guys competed. You know, I thought we had 2-3-minute stretches where we kind of died a little bit. And I think Carson Cheeseman gave us a little spark off the bench defensively and handled the ball and moved the ball around. And I think, you know, with us keeping Aslan inside, we made a concerted effort to put him inside to try to free another guard up and give another guy a shot. I mean, you know, nobody's lighting it on fire here that you know, those guys don't deserve a shot. And he's proven himself, and he played well tonight. I mean, I think our four post players played well. And I know Ryan and Austin getting quite as much time as they have been getting, but I think they played well. I think if we get that effort out of those four every night, we've got a shot. And you know, games change, and one night Austin will get more minutes than he got tonight, and we're not down on Ryan and Austin. It's just we need to shake something up, and to be real honest, we might need to shake something up by next Friday, too. We'll just have to see.
You know, for a game that got up and down the court as much as this one did, we thought the turnover count for both teams really wasn't all that high, and especially for a group of officials who were pretty picky on those traveling calls tonight, both teams were shaking their heads a few times.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I just it wasn't a very physical contest. I don't think they were interested in letting anybody touch each other, but, you know, that's their prerogative. And I thought we did a decent job of adjusting to that, where we had them in some foul trouble and early in that second half, and we weren't able to take advantage.
All right, so one of the few weekends where it's just a single-game weekend. Like you said, you'll be practicing tomorrow, and first road trip coming up next week. And traditionally, the Rock Garden, not a real easy place to shoot, but I got to think, no matter what, we're going to shoot better up there than we did here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, originally I was going to ask Mr. Henning why we're taking a road trip. I didn't know we had to play on the road. I guess I'll have to check my contract a little closer. But we need to get out of our own home court and get out where we can hopefully shake some things loose.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
As always, our thanks to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds for joining us here on the post-game show. We'll take one final timeout and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Galesburg falls tonight 52-36. Quincy Blue Devils are now 5-1 on the year. Streaks drop to 4-4. One final timeout. Back to wrap up Silver Streaks boys basketball coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At John Field Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks fall tonight by a final of 52-36. Galesburg's fourth straight loss drops them to 4-4 in the season and 0-2 in the Western Big Six. And the Quincy Blue Devils even their conference record at 1-1 and 5-1 overall. They'll play Springfield tomorrow night. The Silver Streaks are off. We're just looking at the Western Big Six updates. Mentioned to Jim coming back from the interview with Mike Reynolds. I got the update that Rock Island outscored UT 19-4 in the third quarter. They lead the Panthers by 7 now, 36-29 in the fourth, but that's not nearly as surprising as the other one. Alleman beats Moline 41-40 at Wharton Fieldhouse. Yep.
Breaking the 25-game conference losing streak.
Although this one shows Moline 41-40.
Huh.
6, 13, 27. Oh, but if you add up the line score, Alleman has 41.
Yeah.
So I must be right.
And our cohorts from Quincy over here had it as Alleman winning.
12, yeah. Yeah, the final score is backwards, but if you look at the quarter scores, it adds up to Alleman 40, Moline 41. I'm sorry, 41-40, Alleman. So they snapped the losing streak on an emotional night. It had to be an emotional night at Wharton Fieldhouse, and boy, we talked earlier about the wind being sucked out from this gymnasium tonight. Imagine what it's like up there tonight.
So what
Yoakum at 22 for the Pioneers.
What, five teams that are 1-1 and us, though, 0-2? Is that right?
Well, presuming Rock Island hangs
on
and wins, they'll be 2-0.
Oh, they beat Alleman last week?
They beat Alleman.
Okay, I was thinking that wouldn't add. You can't have 5-1-1.
No.
So. Well, isn't that something?
But they got to hold on.
Right.
So there's no final from there yet. But they do lead by 7 in the fourth quarter, at least as of the last update. Here we've got to give our final order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And I was kind of leaning toward Aslan myself.
Okay. I told you to pick it out when we started because I had no clue.
Picked up the second foul with 4:38 to go in the first quarter, pretty much sat the rest of the first quarter, played the entire second quarter without picking up his third foul, played till the 33-second mark of the third quarter before he did finally pick up his third foul, and he scored the first 4 points of the fourth quarter that looked like Quincy was trying to stretch the lead. They did get it from 7 points to 8 points, but had it not been for Butler knocking down those first 4 points, I don't know that the Streaks wouldn't have been out of the game much earlier than they had. They were still down 9 late in the third quarter before that 8-0 run at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, really put the game out of reach for the Streaks, so... That's
well,
my choice, I guess.
Yeah, and again, defensively, I think he was part of the reason Dean wasn't able to do as much offensively as he likes. But, you know, Mike Reynolds said he didn't feel like it was a very physical game, and maybe not out at the guard spots, but I really thought the officials let Dean and Butler get after it. I was watching them away from the ball quite a bit, and there was a lot of pushing and leaning, and, I mean, they weren't clobbering each other, but they were definitely getting into each other pretty well, and the officials thankfully didn't call too many in there because they both those guys picked up a quick foul early in the
mm-hmm.
ball game.
Yep.
And so, you know, and again, they're not they're both good athletes, but they're not big bruisers. You know that sometimes they always say the big guy gets called for the foul a lot of times just because he's the big guy. He's the most noticeable
right.
one out there on the court. But these teams really don't have a whole lot of bulk. They're more sleek athletes, and so I think they're. Maybe their leaning and pushing goes a little more unnoticed than maybe it would if you had, some kid in there who was 250 pounds or something.
Sure.
Ask Ryan Ricketts.
Yeah.
he couldn't breathe on anybody and not get a foul last year.
So we'll go with Aslan, I guess, for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time
great.
Player of the Game. All right, good enough. Silver Streaks fall tonight. Their fourth consecutive loss, 52-36 to the Quincy Blue Devils, a team they swept last year. Blue Devils looking for some revenge this year, a year older, a year better. and the Silver Streaks having lost much of what they had offensively last year. Silver Streaks sophomores also lost 59-48. Again, no Galesburg boys game tomorrow. The next action next Friday night up at Rock Island, which may be the first place team in the Western Big Six after running the table at 10-0 last year. They lead United Township in the fourth quarter at Last Word. Our thanks to Nicole Olin, our broadcast engineer. For Nicole, for my partner Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Have a great rest of your weekend. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.